Welcome to The Grow Show. Grow yourself, grow your business, grow your community. Here's your host, Gary Jones.
Hey folks, and how are you doing today? Now, welcome to this episode of The Grow Show, where, as you can see, I'm not by myself or just with one person. I have got a few people here who are going to be talking about a new exhibition that's going to be kicking off in Bristol, about a really, really serious and important topic that we all need to understand and talk about. So I've been joined with Ken, Andre and Deanna, and we are going to be talking about Ken's new exhibition called No Borders Here. It's going to be held at the Centre Space Gallery in Bristol, and it kicks off on the 20th of May and runs through till the 30th of May. So we're just going to go around and quickly introduce ourselves, and then we're going to go to Ken to talk a little bit about the exhibition, Andre and Deanna about their experiences, and then we'll go from there. So Ken, let's start with you and then go to Andre. Ken, just quickly introduce yourself and your role in this exhibition.
Right. I'm Ken, as you've correctly identified, and I'm the photographer. I'm creating the exhibition, basically. So I'm the one behind the camera that nobody sees in the exhibition. These lovely people is who everyone's going to see.
Lovely. Thank you very much. And I love the fact that you're behind the camera normally, but actually on this, you are front and center.
Exactly.
It's great. It is. How does that feel, being front and center instead of being behind?
I'm quite happy here for the moment.
Okay. That's cool. Andre, introduce yourself and tell us a little bit about you.
Of course. Yes, I'm Andre and I'm coming from Croatia, and I have been living in Bristol for last 6 years. And yes, I've seen this actually lovely project from Ken, and I'm really keen to take part, and I have taken part, so really proud of being part of that.
Brilliant. Well, thanks for taking part. Deanna, how about you? Just tell us about yourself.
Hello, my name is Deanna. I'm from Toronto, Canada, and I've been here just about 3 years now, and I found out about this wonderful exhibition that Ken is putting on, and I thought, you know what, why not? Why not show some diversity and show the highlights of the beautiful people that live in Bristol? So I'm very happy and humbled to be a part of this exhibition, and I can't wait.
Brilliant. Well, I know we're all busy people, so let's crack straight into what the exhibition's all about and what people can experience. So before we do that, though, Ken, what was your inspiration for starting the actual exhibition? Where did the idea kind of kick off?
It kicked off from the best ideas start in pubs over a beer. This is actually much more genteel. This started in a cafe in Bristol with two photographer friends, and we were we always go and see the exhibitions at Centre Space, and we just sort of like challenged ourselves to hire the space, and then produce a sort of a body of work within 3 months. It seemed like a good idea at the time. So my part of that is I thought, right, well, I need to find something. If you're doing a photography project, most projects take years, to be honest. So I thought, what can I do? I need to do something that's confined in 3 months that, you know, I can do. I was getting more and more agitated, I think in the word is a certain direction the government was taking with, you know, the small boats issues and their sort of almost rhetoric they were using, about immigration, which all goes back to started with Brexit and stuff. So I thought, right, let's do something around that. But rather than it needed to be simple, I thought, let's just find as many foreign nationals who live in Bristol as I can and just photograph them and say, you know, this is just this wonderful, positive, vibrant group, if you like. It was almost a response to everything else that's going on. So that's how it started, really. And then I thought, well, I've got to find these people. And of course, in the age of social media, it's much, much easier. So I just started putting things out on Facebook groups. Once I'd found people, they helped me find other people. So I had my aim was to find 20 people, and I'm on 19 at the moment with one more lady to photograph.
Wow. Well, do you know what? I love the fact you started the idea just kicking back in a pub or coffee shop. You know, that's how many of my ideas kind of started. And do you know what? If it wasn't for me drinking a bottle of wine on a Sunday afternoon in a pub, I wouldn't be sitting here, because that's how I got introduced into the world of podcasting and got my own show. So I love it. I love it. And 3 months to kind of set out a project is great and tight, but it's great for focusing the old mind and getting stuff done. I love a deadline. And I read a book years ago about 90-day planning. So 3 months is just absolutely spot on. I love that. Andre and Deanna, how did you kind of find out about the exhibition? We'll go to Andre first, if you don't mind.
Yes. So I've been actually scrolling through the Facebook, and I live in south of Bristol. And then on BS4 Connect, there was actually a post from Ken. And I was thinking, like, you know what, this is absolutely amazing, because I'm so keen on diversity and culture. So I was thinking to myself, you know what, yes, let's do that. Yeah.
Brilliant. And Deanna, did you find it on Facebook as well?
Actually, no, I found it on my work workplace site, and it happened to be a post that someone had posted on behalf of Ken. And I thought to myself, this is amazing, because I'm all for EDI initiatives, but I'm also more for promoting the diversity that does exist in Bristol. And so it was a win-win. There was no thought to it. I just immediately emailed Ken and said, I'm in. Let's go. Let's get this done.
Let's go. Let's get it done. Let's get it sorted. Yeah. Bish, bash, bosh. Let's do it. Now, I've only been to Bristol a couple of times. So for me, my experiences has literally been coming off the kind of the main drag, going to where I need to go and come back again. So tell us a little bit about Bristol. Andre, from your point of view, what is Bristol to you, and what does it mean, and why?
It's diverse. Yes. So many different cultures in Bristol, and that's what I love most. And someone who is coming from Croatia, where there is not much diversity, and from small town, I absolutely love this, because I believe that every culture, every nationality, every single person sees world differently. And if you put us together, I think magic can happen and miracles. So that's what I like about Bristol.
Magic words. I love those. And collaboration and new ideas are just they're just the essence of everything, aren't they, really?
Indeed.
Deanna, how about you?
For me, I've always been an adventurer and a historian. And so I had never heard of Bristol 3 years ago, believe it or not. And when I actually did end up in Bristol, I was more surprised, because I come from such a diverse populated city in Toronto, and the pockets of Bristol are not as diverse as you would think they are. But then there are people out there, when you have an event or something, they just emerge out of the woodwork. So for me, it's just exploring different parts of Bristol, hearing the stories that people have, how they arrived here, what their experience has been like. And I actually use those things to fuel my reasons for staying, because many people are like, why did you choose Bristol? I'm like, why not? It has everything and more, and things that I still want to discover. And for me, I love opposites. So anything that's the opposite of me, I'm attracted to that. And so this is a perfect place to begin my journey. And so, yeah, I'm enjoying my time in Bristol. That's definitely.
Brilliant. And Ken, how long have you been in Bristol? Have you been there for a few years?
Yeah, a very long time. I came to Bristol when I was 11, because my dad moved jobs. I've been away a bit, university in Portsmouth and stuff. And I now live in Portishead, which is obviously just up the road from Bristol. So really, I've been in and around Bristol sort of all my life. And the sort of wider thing of this from your original question was that I've been wanting to do a sort of photography project on Bristol for a long time. And in a sense, sometimes something like this, you know, is that catalyst for starting it. The one thing that I realized early on with this project, because obviously originally it was 3 months, do the exhibition, finish. But it's, you know, there's so much going on in Bristol. It's got legs to go on way beyond the exhibition. So it's, you know, it's got a life of its own. And like the other two were saying, you know, there's so much happening in Bristol, not all positive, you know, but there's a real story to you know, to tell. And, you know, the 3 months has been great, but obviously that is limiting as well. So, but I think Bristol is the place to tell this story.
Nice. And have you, over the course of the years that you've been in Bristol, have you kind of seen views and ideas and places change during the time? And would you say that actually have they changed more of a positive, negative, or kind of is it a different change?
I think things, you know, overall have got more positive, but there's still, you know, an awful long way to go. And I think Deanna made a very good point. You know, Bristol is a very diverse city. It's, you know, it's a lot of tolerance. There's, you know, a lot of sort of creativity, culture going on. But too often, I think, you know, places can just get a label on them that sort of, you know, that's not all of Bristol by any means, you know. And often when people are talking, this is what, right at the beginning, before I started this, I used to think about this a lot. When people talk about Bristol, they're often talking about certain areas, you know, that are maybe, you know, more diverse, more tolerant, you know, just more liberal, if you like, or whatever word you want to use. But that's not all of it. And I think that's an important, you know, part to tell as well, that, you know, it's easy to label towns and places and communities as one thing, but it's very rarely as simple as that.
Very, very good point. Very good point. And it's normally the small minority that tends, or the fringe ideas or fringe communities, which sometimes sadly gets the kind of the accolades or the attention, shall we say, rather than the kind of general populace. And yeah, you're right. In terms of Bristol itself, you've mentioned that there was loads of activities going on at the moment, or initiatives going on at the moment. I don't know who wants to kind of explore that idea, but let's just talk about kind of what's going on in Bristol at the moment.
Well, Deanna would be a good one to talk about this, as she's involved in everything that's going on in Bristol, I think.
You're the person then, so Deanna, the floor's yours.
Wow, Ken, I'm just saying wow, because I'm like, really, me? I'm intentional in what I do in Bristol at this moment. I purposely am putting myself in places where I don't see a lot of diversity to have the conversations, but I'm going to a lot of events that I want to see what's actually happening in that village or in that community. And I think that when I have conversations with people about events that are going on, some people, they just know about what's going on in their own village and nowhere else. So going to downtown Bristol or going to parts where I just drive and get lost for the fun of it, I just go and have conversations with people on the street saying, you know, what's happening in your neck of the woods? What's happening here? What am I missing? What happens in July or what happens in June? And that's how I'm finding about events. I do feel a bit cheated in a way, because when I did arrive, it was lockdown. So I didn't know, there was nothing happening in 2020. It's a blur. But now that things are starting to open up more, I'm starting to make more connections with people and I'm being invited to a lot of things. So I think that it's a kind of a difficult one for me to say, like, I can't pinpoint what exactly is happening in this month, but everyone's telling me and I just say yes or no, you know, can I go, can I not? But I love a festival and I know it's festival season coming up. So I'm looking forward to going to, I know Toronto, we have our version of Caravana. Here it's a different type of thing happening in St. Paul's where everyone gets together and it's a big celebration and there's costumes and music. I'm all for the music side of things. So as I get my feet wet and get a little bit more lost in other parts of Bristol, I will surely find out what else is happening. But I've joined a lot of committees and I'm on a lot of committees, like Ken knows. And I'm just through that and being on LinkedIn and other social media websites, I'm just getting invited to too many things. And I don't even know what I'm saying yes to. I'm just saying yes to everything. You just never know. You never know. You never know what you're going to learn or explore. And I think communication is huge. And we lose that when we don't actually put ourselves out there to like talk to our neighbors. And like, I'm a feeder. I feed the neighborhood. But I do that because I want to know more about you and I'm curious. And amazing. So for me, this is just another step in the curiosity. Like the people that Ken has brought on board, I read the WhatsApps and I'm thinking, this is amazing. This person's from here. This person's from there. And I'm naturally curious about them. And now I can see their faces. And hopefully when I meet them in person, it'll be amazing. It'll be absolutely amazing. Because that's what I want to celebrate, the cultural diversity of it all. So thank you, Ken, so much for putting this together. I think it's going to make a lot of waves in the community and change a lot of mindsets about how people who are from other countries are represented in Bristol.
Brilliant. Ken, what kind of cultures are being represented in this exhibition?
Well, the thing is, there's a certain slight randomness I had to sort of do, because obviously I just put the message out there and had a very short time. So I've not sort of gone off, you know, sort of ticking countries or, you know, different cultures and stuff. I tried to get it's sort of a balance around the world, if you like, which has worked quite well. So, you know, I've got people from sort of Ecuador, Nicaragua, Sudan, Croatia. Hopefully the last person I'm going to photograph is from Russia, you know, Australia, Japan, Hong Kong. So I've got it, it's, you know, right round the world, really. And it worked actually much better than I thought, because I thought I might get a lot of people from the same country. Because the two rules I had was that, one, just to get the balance, you know, I've not got more than one person from the same country or whatever. But I was quite lucky. I didn't get a lot of, you know, it fell into place really, really well. And the sort of rule which I have followed is, what I was looking for was people that had come to Britain as adults. So, you know, they grew up somewhere else and they'd come as adults. So, you know, obviously there's a huge story with second and third generation immigrants, but that was sort of a different story. This I just wanted people that had, you know, made the decision to come here as an adult for whatever reason. And it's a mixture of things. Quite a few tick the box of love. People came here for the sort of, you know, because they'd met someone or whatever. Others it was jobs, some just, you know, just out of curiosity and stuff. So, yeah, so I'm quite pleased that there's a good balance across the world, but it had to be slightly random simply because of the time I had, but it worked out very well.
That's cool. And one point you touched upon that when you were talking, that kind of resonated and I was intrigued about, was there was many different reasons why different people kind of came to this country or moved. And is that something that you will further explore in the exhibition? I don't want to give too much away about the exhibition.
Dive too much into it. Basically, it's two levels. So in the exhibition, right, because obviously there's sort of limited space on the wall, so everyone gets 100 words and they can put into those 100 words whatever they want to say. But what I want to go on from this, I mean, there will be a website connected to the exhibition which will have more information on, but sort of stage two after the exhibition is I want to get a book out of this where people can sort of, you know, tell their stories in a bit more length. But what I'm also hoping as well is, you know, people will come along. I'm saying to all my community of 20 people, you know, within around work and stuff, if they can be at the exhibition as much as possible. So when people are coming in and, you know, looking at the pictures on the wall, they've got the actual people to talk to as well, you know. So that, I think that will really work. Because I would find that brilliant. You know, you go in and you're looking at pictures of someone on the wall, and then you turn around and find them stood next to you. You know, that would be, you know, fantastic. And obviously that's all, you know, people are working in the day, so it's not going to be all the time, but weekends and things, I think that will work very well.
Lovely. So Centre Space Gallery in Bristol, 20th to the 30th of May. Andre, what are you most excited about the exhibition? What's kind of really kind of floating your boat about it?
I think that the diversity and meeting all these different people from different parts of the world and just hear more about them. And as Diana said, to know more about people. And yeah, most of that for me.
Brilliant. Diana, same question. Yeah, what are you looking forward to?
I'm just looking forward to seeing everyone in that room that doesn't look like me and saying we're all here for almost the same reason. And that's what's brought us together. And the passion we have, and from our other cultures, I think a lot of people come from cultures where we just like being around other people. We like that unity and that fellowship. And so for me, to meet other people who are curious about us, that will just bring that conversation even to a higher level. And for me, I don't know, I'm a people, I just love people and culture. So anywhere there's people, I'm there. And for me, it's exciting. I wish I could be there for most of it, but in the back of my mind, I think, if this never happened, there's someone out there that probably had the question and thought, is there really that much diversity in Bristol? And now Ken's answered that question for them, because there really is. You just have to know where to look. So if you come out to the exhibition, you'll see us all there.
It's going to be fun. And Ken, last kind of word for you before we kind of wrap it up. What are you most looking forward to about the whole exhibition?
Probably having a good sleep afterwards. No, I think it's just, I've run an exhibition before with my, from a personal point of view, it's just fantastic seeing people coming in and you've got your, in actual fact, one of the big things about an exhibition is you just see your pictures on the wall, right? And when I ran my first exhibition, I remember saying, if no one comes to see it, it won't be the end of the world, because it's just fantastic seeing your pictures on the wall. So that's sort of a personal thing. But beyond that, I think it's great to sort of stand back a little bit, and when people are coming in, hear conversations going on and what people are talking about, and just but most of all, I think, what Deanna was saying, really to start, a real conversation about this. And like I say, this is not going to be the end, to keep this going. And it's brilliant because, I've got these 20 people together, they're in a WhatsApp group, and there's a real community. And a number of them have said, after the exhibition, let's all get together. And it's been brilliant for me as well, because I photograph, when I've done the photography, I've tended to get three people together at once. So you suddenly get these amazing conversations between someone from Hong Kong and someone from Venezuela, and that, that is just amazing. So that's what I'm looking forward to.
Brilliant. And how can they find more information about this? Ken, this is your chance to shout out about any websites, social medias, that kind of stuff. But don't worry, folks, you don't have to write these down. I'll put them in the show notes, so you don't have to worry about it.
The two main places is one, via my website, which, as you say, the link will be in there. So that just tells people a lot more about it. And also on Facebook as well, there's a Facebook event. So people can go on there. And I'd encourage people just to sort of, mark that interested or going on the Facebook event, because then I can keep them, informed of all the different things that are happening. So that's the two main ways.
Brilliant. And those two main ways will be in the show notes. So literally wherever you're watching or listening to this, just pop onto the show notes, have a look at it, and it'll have the links there. But slightly different show from normal, folks, but As you might tell, it's a topic that people are passionate about, and people need to have these ideas spread. And I just want to thank Deanna and Andre and Ken for joining us on the podcast today. Folks, head down to the Centre Space Gallery on the 20th of May and enjoy the exhibition. Folks, thank you very much for joining us. And until next time, take care, folks. See you later.
Thanks for listening to The Grow Show. With new shows available every week, if you know anyone else who could benefit from these powerful insights, please share this podcast with them. And don't forget to subscribe.